Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Quantum Papers Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by SKP Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal from SKP Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agrawal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Quantum Papers and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Pawan Khaitan, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Vikram Kumar Khaitan, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Prachi Sharma, VP Corporate Strategy. We'll have the opening remarks from the management followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Pawanji and Vikram.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to our earnings conference call for the third quarter and 9 months ended for the financial year 2026. I would like to thank you all participants for joining us today. The Indian pulp and paper industry is navigating through a difficult operating environment. While underlying demand remains steady and we are seeing encouraging improvement in volumes, realizations face pressure due to the influx of low-priced imports, which has weighed on the industry margins. The industry is actively engaging with policymakers on safeguard measures, and we remain hopeful of a constructive outcome over time. In parallel, the possibility of moderation in wood pricing could provide some cost relief going forward, although sustained policy support remains important for overall industry stability. At the same time, there are several policy and trade developments that are directionally positive for the sector over the medium term. The India-EU Free Trade Agreement provides for a phased elimination of tariffs on most goods. This is supportive of exports of packaging board and kraft paper, while also easing imports of machinery. While the agreement will introduce higher competition from European players in certain specialty segments, it also incentivizes efficiency improvements and investments in low-carbon technologies to meet CBAM requirements. The Union Budget 2026 has also provided meaningful relief to the industry. Temporary duty waivers on pulp and waste paper, streamlined customs procedures, and adjustments in warehousing norms are expected to lower input costs and improve cash flow visibility. In addition, continued thrust on MSMEs and urban redevelopment is supportive of downstream packaging demand, helping uplift the fortunes of the paper industry. Now, coming to the operational highlights for Quantum for the quarter under review. On the mill expansion and upgradation front, I am pleased to share that the rebuild of Paper Machine 1 was successfully completed in December 2025. This upgrade has increased the machine's capacity to 80 metric tons plus on a daily basis, with the addition of a new dilution control headbox, double doctoring, dryers, QCS, and a water-heated calendar. Furthermore, we have doubled our PCC, which is precipitated calcium carbonate capacity, from 25,000 tons per annum to 50,000 tons per annum, reinforcing our self-reliance in high-quality fillers that is used in paper making. Our operational efficiency reached new heights this quarter, with record-breaking production across both our upgraded machines. PM4 achieved its highest-ever monthly output of 8,758 metric tons in December 2025, while the newly upgraded PM1 set a historic benchmark with its highest single-day production of 91.4 metric tons on the date of December 31st. These achievements are a direct reflection of the enhanced reliability and efficiency of the projects we have undertaken as part of our mill upgradation and expansion program. In terms of product innovation, we have launched Quantum Copio, our new dedicated copier brand available in 65, 70 and 75 GSM, which has been received very well by our dealer network and the consumers. Additionally, we have successfully developed a new product on our PM3 with the name of Quantum Pura, utilizing a 65% agro pulp furnish, which further strengthens our commitment to offering sustainable solutions to our customers. Under Project Nirman, our Industry 4.0-led transformative initiative, we have successfully completed the advanced process control baseline study for PM4 with phase one rollout and the necessary test plan for Jan and Feb of 2026 now. Simultaneously, our MAX system is delivering stable operations in the wood and agro bleaching, and we are currently progressing with the agro cook trials to further optimize our pulping yields. With that, I would now like to invite our CFO, Mr. Vikram Khaitan, to share the financial highlights for the quarter and 9 months. Over to you, Vikram.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon, everyone. For the quarter under review, our operational income stood at INR 290 crores, reflecting a sequential growth of 4%. This was about INR 10 crore higher than previous quarter, primarily driven by a modest increase in paper prices of around INR 850 per ton. Production volumes during the quarter were also encouraging, with higher sales volume by 1701 tons compared to the previous quarter. On the cost side, overall cost per ton remained largely stable as the increase in wheat straw prices of about INR 1,500 per ton was offset by lower wood chip prices of around INR 800 per ton of production, along with a reduction in chemical costs. As a result, EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 39 crores, marking a 14% quarter-on-quarter increase, with EBITDA margin improving by 125 basis points to 13.55%. Profit after tax for the quarter was INR 10 crore with paid margins at 3.38% and expenses of 131 basis points sequentially. With this, we can now begin the question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Madhav Jhawar from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. Sir, could you help us understand why the raw material cost still remains elevated? Last quarter, the floods had impacted the extra prices. So, what is the situation now?
So, that situation is continuing for the time being. There is a scarcity of agro fibers in the state of Punjab that we are present in. And unfortunately, that is going to impact fiber pricing, agro fiber pricing for us in this quarter as well as the next quarter. Though we are witnessing a slightly reduction in trend in pricing for the next quarter, but overall it will, the impact of the flooding and which has left a lowering in volume of the agro fiber pricing, that is what is presently visible.
Okay, got it, sir. And so the next question is, do you see any improvement in realization for the next quarter, quarter four?
Yes, we are already observing a betterment in trend. As we have said that even in this quarter, we saw a slight bit improvement in our sales realization by close to about 800 rupees per ton. This trend we are seeing as continuing in the next quarter, and we are likely to see betterment in realizations going forward.
Got it, sir. And so last question is, so the PM1 upgraded, so that takes our capacity up to 540 TPD. So which implies that we need additional EC clearances going forward for any further expansion. So when do we expect the clearances to, the remaining clearances of around 135 TPD?
So we are already in the process, and the application is going through, and we are very confident that they will come well ahead of time of our proposed expansions.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin Dharmawat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, sir, what is the plant utilization level now, and what is the CapEx plan going forward?
The plant utilization is close to 100%, as we have always maintained that in the past so many years. And as far as the CapEx plan is concerned, two of our machines already stand upgraded, which is PM4 and PM1. Next in line will be PM2, which we are going to upgrade in the month of February, which is now. And PM3 will be up for upgradation in the month of May this year.
Okay. Will there be any shutdown for this upgrades, or will not be having any impact?
No. While the machines are getting upgraded, only that section of the machine will stand in a shutdown mode. So PM2, which we are going to upgrade now, will remain shut down for a period of about 30 days. And PM3, which is a larger upgrade, will take about 45 days to complete.
Okay. So will there be any impact on the revenue and margin because of the shutdowns?
Very, very marginal, because by now the additional capacities from PM4 and PM1 have already kicked in. And PM2 shutdown will not be very heavy, because currently we are producing only about 40 tons per day, which is clearly and easily made up by the additional quantities we are getting on the balanced machine upgrades which have happened. And once PM2 also comes on stream, the PM3, while it remains shut, I don't see an impact on volumes reducing, and it's only going to see a growth curve in future.
So how much is the total expenditure on this PM2 and PM3 upgrade, sir?
PM2 upgrade is about 45 crores, and PM3 upgrade will be about 140 crores. And this is part of the overall plan of 735 crores, which we've already shared on several occasions in the past. And this the entire upgradation sort of stands financed by banks and internal accruals.
Perfect. My next question is about the pricing scenario of the raw material and our end products. So where do you see the pricing right now, as we are in the final quarter of the financial year? So how is the scenario right now, and where do you see this for the next financial year?
So right now we are in a better position than Q2. Q3 has been better than Q2, and I think going forward Q4 will be if not at least marginally better than Q3. And the next financial year, we are confident that the industry revival will happen, and we are going to see pricings on a much better level than what we have observed in this financial year of 25-26. So we are confident, I am confident personally, that financials will get better, EBITDA margins and margins will get better for us. And especially with increased capacities, overall economics getting better for us, all these several cost initiatives that we've taken sort of will be coming to fruition. We are in for a better performance for the next year, 26-27.
So 26-27, why, what makes us confident about improvement in the scenario for the industry? Is there any specific thing that you see over there?
Well, nothing specific, I would say, but historically being a commodity, the trends of and circles of evolution remain only present over a period of time. We've already seen a downtrend for more than 2 years, and the turn has already happened. And we have witnessed a uptrend in uptick in Q3, and which is continuing in Q4, and which is giving that sense of comfort and belief that things will be better in the future.
Perfect. So what will be the revenue and EBITDA margin guidance for Q4 and for next financial year, if you can highlight that as well?
Well, as I said, Q4 is going to be slightly better than Q3. And so overall, we should touch a top line of about 1,100 crores. And EBITDA margins, as you are already seeing, will be around that range. Next year should be better, but I can't reveal sort of exact figures or any numbers. But I can safely say that they will be better than what we've achieved in 25-26.
Got it. In case I have any other questions, I'll come back in the queue. Wishing you best, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Manan Poladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, sorry for harping on this, but on the raw material side, I'm just curious as to what we think will the next year's outlook look like, and what specific feedstock is impacting our raw material mix this much. If you could shed some color on that, that'd be great.
So we are dependent on two lines of fibers for ourselves. One is the agro line and one is the wood line. For agro, we are specifically relying on wheat straw, which is very, very abundantly available in the state of Punjab. This year, despite a very, very heavy flood situation, we still had enough wheat available on the ground and wheat straw available for the paper industry. And that is reflective of the fact that wheat straw will always be available in this state in which we are operating. And I think the prime reason, please understand, is that wheat straw also is a source of fodder for the entire cattle and animal husbandry industry in the state of Punjab. So farmers are very, very keen that this produce always remains. And out of a total of 20 million tons of wheat straw that is created and generated every year in Punjab, all the mills put together, all the paper mills put together use no more than 2 or 2.25 million tons. So there is a huge gap which is available for procurement. And in competition, it is only this animal husbandry and cattle stock which is there. So I'm very confident that agro fiber supply is never going to be in question. It is there. It's only a question of how the pricing fluctuates, that we are here to take care of.
Right. And so just another question. As far as our peak debt is concerned, I think a bunch of our capex is already in. Could you just call out our long-term borrowing right now and what we think peak debt should be?
I'll let Vikram, our CFO, answer that.
Yeah, as of now, the peak debt, as you asked, it will be not more than 750 CR for long-term loan, and as the repayment of say around 30 crore per quarter will be repaid. So as of now, it is somewhere in 600 to 650 crore, but peak debt will be 750 crore.
Right, just a quick follow-up on that. We're already at 600 crore, is that what you're saying, or where are we at right now?
600 as of now.
600 as of
long-term.
Now is our peak debt. So this is long-term,
yeah.
Only, no short-term.
No, short-term we have a working capital facility of fund base 100 crore, and out of that utilization it's 70-80% level.
All right, understood, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakura Engineers. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, sir, काफी questions के तो answer मिल गए automatically. और लेकिन मेरे दो क्वेश्चन थे सर. एक तो जो अपना प्रोडक्शन है और अभी जो प्रोडक्शन बढ़ेगा तो मार्केटिंग में कोई इश्यू नहीं है, मार्केटिंग में पूरा अपना खपत हो जाता है?
मार्केटिंग में कोई इश्यू नहीं है व्हाट्सएवर. वी आर वेरी
जी
वेरी ब्लेस्ड टू हैव द नेटवर्क दैट वी हैव. वी
जी
क्रिएटेड इट ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम एंड वी हैव विद अस अबाउट अबाउट 100+ फंक्शनल डीलर्स. वी कॉल देम आवर बिजनेस पार्टनर्स नाउ एंड वी आर वेरी कीन टू टेक अप द इंटायर एडिशनल कैपेसिटी विद इन देयर ओन नेटवर्क.
जी. और सर दूसरा एक था, आपने अभी जैसे बताया एग्रो फाइबर तो इज अवेलेबल इन एबंडेंस इन पंजाब, बट वुड वाला जो है दैट इज ए स्केर्सिटी.
नहीं, वुड में भी स्केर्सिटी नहीं है. ऐसा है कि हुशियारपुर विच इज अबाउट 30 किलोमीटर्स अवे ओनली इज अ फेयरली लार्ज वुड मंडी, सो अ लॉट ऑफ वुड इज अवेलेबल फ्रॉम देयर. देन नेक्स्ट यमुनानगर मंडी इज द बिगेस्ट वुड मंडी इन इंडिया. ऑलमोस्ट 10,000 मेट्रिक टन्स ऑफ वुड कम्स इन टू दैट मंडी एवरी डे. सो
वुड इज परमिटेड बाय द गवर्नमेंट.
ओ यस, ओ यस.
ओके ओके ओके, लीगल.
And also what we've done is that we've started a social forestry program and
okay.
where we are growing, as of now we are growing 40 lakh saplings every year.
Okay.
Which we are distributing amongst the network of all these farmers and suppliers who come in. And
yeah.
we are helping increase the growth of trees in and around our surrounding areas. And
yeah.
these 40 lakh saplings in the next 3 years, our target is to reach 1 crore saplings every year.
Oh. So
these saplings are of, we have our own nursery where we are creating them, and these are high growth and high yielding varieties which have been taken up very well by the farmers and suppliers who come to us.
Sir, quality wise, agro fiber is better or wood, and price wise also?
Well, it's a mix of both. Wood fiber naturally is a better fiber for paper making, but for us, because we've done a fair bit of R&D on agro fiber also, the kind of quality of paper that we are able to fetch from agro fiber is very, very similar in specs to wood, and that is where the agro fiber pricing, which is better than wood, it is cheaper than wood, it comes to our aid and help.
Okay. जी जी. तो मतलब एक्सपेक्ट करें सर कि 26-27 एंड ऑनवर्ड्स थिंग्स वुड बी फार बेटर.
यस, आई वुड से सो एंड यस आई वुड बिलीव सो.
या एक्सपेक्टेड टू बी नेचुरली.
यस 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 जी
जी. थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू वेरी मच. थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. थैंक यू.
राजेश, डू यू हैव एनी फॉलोअप क्वेश्चन?
नो सर. थैंक यू. थैंक यू. थैंक यू.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prashant Kale from Star Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations
yes,
for good set of numbers. Sir, we are planning for PM4 bump test and some phase one rollout. Do we expect any shutdown for PM4 machine for doing that?
No, not at all. These are regular testing that we do for embedding and making our AI program successful. There is no shutdown whatsoever for these purposes.
Okay. Sir, wider paper industry is expanding, like West Coast, Andhra paper, Ruchira paper, everybody is expanding. JK.
So,
and the additional capacity is coming up in, let's say, little bit in this year, but most of it in next year. So most of the new capacity coming into FY27, wouldn't it create oversupply for already struggling industry?
I'll basically, yes, you're right, a lot of capacity is coming up, but if you see, some of the capacity is coming up in the tissue paper segment, which is one of the fastest growing segments in India at about 20% CAGR. So a lot of the new machines that are coming up are in the tissue paper segment. Some of the mills that you mentioned, which is like JK Paper, their focus is on packaging board. Again, with the increase in e-commerce, there is a lot of demand for packaging, so that will also get absorbed. Companies like us, which are focused on writing and printing paper, there is not a lot of new capacity coming in. And the domestic market itself has a lot of ability to absorb this capacity, given the fact that there is a lot of focus of the government on education, and education is reaching the grassroots level, where paper will always play a role in making sure that education is available right till the end, even till the village. So we always feel that there will, this extra capacity will not impact us in any way.
Okay, that's good to hear. And sir, because of these Houthi issues and attacking of the vessels in Middle East, Red Sea, the freight cost towards Middle East and Europe through Suez Canal went up, and it made the export of bulk paper and all those things really expensive from India. Yes. Is that situation improving now, or freight cost is still higher?
No, that situation fortunately has stabilized. We have seen a normalization in freight rates over a period of time, and impacts of such events and situations are not felt anymore.
And so in Q3, did we export anything to Europe and Middle East?
Our export we are doing to countries like Gulf, UAE, and through there we are exporting to the North African countries, and we did not come across any such hindrances created by freight rates or exports.
Okay, that is good to hear. Because of the freight rates, suddenly our export was looking expensive, and
yes,
from Indonesia and all those countries, it was easier to go through the Cape of Good Hope and to the Europe, but for us it was longer voyage. So
yes,
it's good to know that, okay, export opportunity will open up in next few months more.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir.
Clearly.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jayesh Lad from Centra Insights. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So what is the current procurement cost for wood and agro pulp, wheat straw currently?
Currently, wheat straw is at the level of 6,000 to 6,400 rupees per ton. And wood, there is a huge variety of wood that we procure, which is bamboo, wood chips, veneer chips, wood logs, debark. So the average cost of wood is about 7,000 to 7,500 rupees per ton.
And sir, what would be the conversion price? I mean, if I have to make into pulp, then what is the total cost that I have to incur?
So agro pulp is available at a cost of between 27,000 to 30,000 rupees per ton, and wood is between 42,000 and 44,000 rupees per ton.
Sir, currently, if I see our average NSR for last two quarters were around 65-66 rupees, whereas EBITDA was around 88 rupees, 9 rupees per kg. So, sir, what do you see the normalized level would be in, you know, maybe next 2 to 3 quarters?
Well, I clearly see an incremental value in EBITDA margins. This EBITDA margin in Q4 should be enhanced by about 2,000 rupees per ton at least. And going forward, it should climb to between up to about 15 to 17,000 rupees per ton.
So the normalized level EBITDA per kg you can make is around 15 to 17 rupees. That is the understanding right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And sir, lastly, sir, what is the imported prices of the, the imported prices of paper that the countries are importing at? I mean, at the port and then the transportation cost till NCR?
Yeah. So this is varying between $680 to $750 per ton.
Okay.
And this is all across the coastal areas of Nhava Sheva. They're landing in Nhava Sheva. So they largely impact the west and the south market. And you have to add a freight of about 4,000 to 5,000 rupees per ton, while they come up to the northern part of the country, which is Delhi. And Delhi by far is the biggest paper consuming market in the country. And so we are insulated from the lower value exports that is happening, and that is how it is impacting us lesser as compared to other players who are based in the south and the west.
Basically, you are not facing any that much competition from imported players, right?
Well, indirect competition is there. We are not directly getting impacted. The fact that imports of paper happens at such pricing, the sentiment of the industry goes and gets impacted accordingly. But while the value chain sort of changes, and with the impacts of freight and the costings, additional costing impacts coming in, the territory in which we are there, the impact certainly is lesser, and we are able to sort of compete successfully with our quality and assurances of our team and the kind of consistency in services that we are able to provide.
Okay,
that helps us get a margin.
So lastly, since you know the GST rate on notebooks have been decreased to nil, that is 0%. So sir,
yes.
Is the GST, I mean the ITC blocked there, or are we into inverted tax structure there?
So this is quite a double-edged sword, because if we as a company or any company is wanting to sell notebooks at 0%, they are also forced to reverse the input tax credit that they have availed on their inputs as well as capital items that they have spent on. So for us as an industry, the impact is close to about 7,500 rupees per ton. So if anybody wants this kind of supply from us, the basic price we have enhanced by this same value to ensure that there is no direct loss coming to us on account of sales of notebook.
So you are passing on the prices to the customers, the cost?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, understood. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Saina Jain from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Our first question is on the global pulp prices. So could you provide an update on what the current global pulp prices are compared to last year, and where are they likely headed over the near term?
So we have clearly seen upward revision in the pricing of wood pulp, which is both hardwood pulp and softwood pulp. Hardwood currently is in the range of about $680 to $700 per ton, and which has seen an increase of close to about $100 per ton over the last year. Softwood is about $80 to $100 higher than hardwood, and so will be in the range of about $780 to $800 per ton. And a similar price increment of about $100 has happened in the softwood as well over the past 1 year.
Okay.
And going forward, this increasing trend is likely to be there, likely to be maintained, and I think it will somehow tend to balance out at about $850 per ton and or thereabouts.
So this $850 is for hardwood or softwood?
No, softwood. Hardwood should be at about $750 or $780 max.
Okay. And on the price increment, I wanted to ask, what would be the broad level industry hike, and are we positioned to the lower end of the hike? And additionally, just wanted to understand, since quarter four is the strongest quarter seasonally for us, what would this be the quantum of price hike for us?
Well, I can't give you exact numbers, but I can clearly mention that an upward trend is there. We could see a hike of between 2,000 to 4,000 rupees per ton, and that would be an industry-wide phenomena, and that will be helping in uplift the status of the industry for at least Q4, if not more.
So this 2000 to 4000 has happened or will happen?
2000 has already happened in the current month, and we are expecting another hike of about at least 2000 rupees to happen before the this month end.
So we have taken a price like hike on the lower side, right?
No, I wouldn't say on the lower side. Industry wide hikes are happening. We are already highly priced. In terms of competition, we are amongst the highest priced in the market. And yes, that is why we sort of, even though other industry players are already probably raising it by 3,000 to 4,000 rupees per ton, but their pricing, even after, despite this higher increase, their pricing is still lower to us.
Okay, got it. And just a clarification, the $850 per ton hike that we did, this is over and above the GST 7,500 rupees per ton hike.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from Nano Bhavesh, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. In terms of debt, how should we look at it in next 2-3 years? What is company's view on repaying of the debt?
We will have enough strength and cash flow increments happening because of the project implementation that we are doing. And we will be generating enough internal accruals to take care of all repayment liabilities, which is interest and repayment of principal on our term debts. I see no sort of contentions in that. As per our plan also, we are once all the four machines come online, we are targeting a top line of close to 1800 crores and a bottom line of, or an EBITDA margin, EBITDA level of close to 300 crores going into the future. So that will be enough to take care of our, more than enough to take care of our repayment obligations.
Right, sir. But my question was that now we will move towards that 750 crores of peak debt, and our capex will also be behind. So will our focus be on to, you know, kind of prepay and bring that down, bring the debt down significantly?
Sure. We have done that in the past. We have sort of prepaid our long-term debt when the industry performed exceptionally well in the year 22-23. So we have that capacity, we have that capability, and we have further strengthened ourselves from that exceptional year. So I'm quite confident that with all this strength building in our operations happening, we will be in a position to sort of generate enough to repay ahead of time as well.
But in management's mind, there is nothing like new capex that will be there after this one. This capex, ongoing capex, is complete.
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. But I will not say that we will not think of, if the opportunity arises, we may think of something.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
So firstly, I wanted to understand that our full capacity is writing paper only?
No, it's majorly writing paper, which is a combination of wholesale paper, folio papers, as well as copier. But we are making certain varieties of specialty papers also, which are normally small volume, high margin varieties. They are in the shape of colored copier. They are in the shape of paper for straws, for paper cups, for paper that is used in soap wrapping. So differential applications come about, and we are making the base paper for all such applications.
Sir, and can we convert a part of our existing capacity into tissue paper manufacturing?
No, unfortunately not. For that, a specifically built machine is required, which is a tissue machine. So we are looking forward to entering into that space also, and whenever that happens, a tissue machine is what is going to be set up.
Sir, and this 1800 crore top line and 300 crore EBITDA, we are expecting for FY 27 or
28?
27. Okay, sir, FY 27.
Actually, part of it, because once PM3 comes into operation, that's the kind of figure that we will achieve, and that's on an annualized basis. So you may not see this figure actually in 26-27, but on an annualized basis, those are the figures we are going to target.
Right, sir. And sir, peak sales volume, we did 1.6 lakh ton in FY25. So for FY27 or FY28, what will be the maximum production sales volume that we can achieve if we operate at full capacity utilization post all the capacities are over?
So once all these machines come on stream, we are likely to touch a figure of 2.35 lakh tons.
Sir, and this is in FY28?
Yes.
Right, sir. Sir, and what's the impact of free trade agreement with EU as well as the trade deal with US? Is India importing paper or pulp from these countries, or are we exporting, or do we stand to export in future due to favorable duty exemption and so on?
Yes, so opportunity clearly has been created. There is a betterment and marketing market space that has been created because of these free trade agreements. We will need to look at how this really evolves over a period of time and see how the market functions, because you see, we have China as a very big competitor to us. China's total paper industry volume is almost 10 times our size. So it's not going to be easy seeing that kind of competition. But yes, an opportunity does arise, and we will be able to secure some better positions in both the US and the European markets. But as far as imports are concerned, there are primarily happening from the ASEAN countries, ASEAN countries, which is Indonesia and of course China as well. So that is the kind of competition that is we are witnessing from the imports front. And as far as pulp import is concerned, it is happening from both EU, which is the Scandinavian countries, as well as Canada. So US, very small quantities of pulp comes in, not anything much to talk home about.
Sir, and we have 259 acres land in our manufacturing facility where it is located, sir. So can't we plant eucalyptus trees and become self-sufficient in pulp in, let's say, next 5 to 10 years? Or it's, what's the issue with that?
So it's a very good point. Thank you for highlighting. For your information, every square inch of our land which is available for this purpose, we have planted eucalyptus there. But the other side is that entire plantation, even if we use it for ourselves, will be helpful in producing pulp of no more than 5 days requirement.
Okay. And sir, is eucalyptus better, Nipper grass better, or bamboo better for pulp manufacturing?
So each has its own facets. We are using about 20% bamboo mix in our pulping, and rest all comes from a mix of hardwood and softwood. In hardwood, eucalyptus is by far the biggest constituent, because it is what is abundantly growing in and around our area. We are also using poplar, which is another hard variety of wood. So in combination, these are used, and we are also using veneer chips and wood chips. Again, they are of both of eucalyptus and poplar, which is the varieties which are predominantly grown in this area.
Sir, lastly, sir, recently government changed the taxation on share buyback and made it very attractive. So, and especially now with the promoter shareholding in corporate structure, so only 22% taxation is there in terms of buyback. So any thoughts on that? I mean, since the industry is also turning around and we got good cash flows, so you think it's the opportune time for a share buyback?
No, I think I would want more our investors to be happy. If they grow, I am happy. So I would not want to take away that opportunity from them. I'm happy where I am. In fact, my focus is to increase shareholder value, investor value, and going forward, that ethos will remain.
Great, sir. Thank you very much and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. A request to all the participants, kindly restrict your questions to two per participant and rejoin the queue for a follow-up question. Next question is from the line of Daisy Barucha, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Firstly, hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Firstly, congratulations, sir, for such a good numbers. So
thank you.
My question is, with EBITDA margin slowly sight of recovery, so does the so management believe that we structurally bottom out, or do we expect turnaround or trend reversal given the import pressures?
So we are clearly seeing an uptrend and uptick in our operations. Visibility is already there with what we have, how we have performed in Q3, and from how Q4 is looking like, we've already seen 1 month go by. It's clearly seeing an improvement over Q3 as well. So yes, you are right in stating that we have bottomed out as an industry in our operating margins. They should improve over time, and future is certainly going to be better.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand that our gross margin compression is because of the wheat straw prices increasing because of floods in Punjab, and with new harvest season coming up in April, we expect these margins to go again to the 30% level that we did historically. Is that understanding correct?
No, I'm sorry. I won't say that we'll reach 30%. Yes, we are going to see an improvement because wheat straw pricing should come down during the harvesting season starting April. But a reflection of that kind of margin will only happen once the market pricing of a product goes up to a higher level. A major erosion in our EBITDA has happened because the market pricing of our products has come down quite substantially. And we are seeing an upward trend there. So we are going to see EBITDA margins slowly inching up. Achieving 30% is a little bit of a big ask. But yes, we certainly can see inching towards 20% thereabouts or 22% in the years to come.
Right. Sir, I was asking about the material cost as a percentage of our revenue. So, but it makes sense, 20%. But sir, then, can we do a 360 to 3, because to the previous participant, you mentioned that we could do 15 rupees to 17 rupees per kg. Sir, so are we conservative in our guidance of 300 crore EBITDA on 1800 crore revenue base?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, these are the kind of numbers that we are wanting to target. Better is always better, higher is better. But yes, we should be able to achieve these numbers in the next years.
Right, so a 362 crore kind of EBITDA. And sir, what is the capacity addition in writing and printing paper that has happened in India maybe over the past 1 year, and how much is expected over the next 1 or 2 years? And what is the demand, if you could just help us understand?
So demand is growing at a good and gradual increment of about 6% CAGR. And as Prachi rightly pointed out earlier, the focus of the government is on education, and education is going to grow in our country. A vast bit of population is going to get added into this stream, and which will demand more paper for their textbook and notebook requirement. So demand is for certain. A growth of 6-odd% is quite substantial. seeing the kind of figures and data we are already on, and I don't see very many people investing in writing and printing paper capacities. Paper capacity buildup will be there because there are a large number of varieties. There is tissue paper, there is packaging paper, there is packaging board, there is specialty paper, and of course writing and printing paper. So in writing and printing paper segment, there are barely, I know of only one, which is Ruchira, which is probably going to come up. I don't see any other investment that has been announced.
Got it. And sir, with this new education policy, do we see the demand growing much faster based on our historical, based on your historical understanding and experience?
We had reckoned that happening, but unfortunately it is not, because the rollout of this new education policy is happening in phases. So we are also now quite comfortable that rollout will happen in phases. In fact, it's better for us, because had it been rolled out altogether, the industry may not have been able to capitalize on that, all that entire additional demand coming in suddenly. So a gradual increase in demand will help keep the industry in a, on a balanced track, and a balanced and growth track, so which I think will be helpful for the industry going forward.
Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, kindly restrict to 2 questions per participant. Next follow-up question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
So thanks for giving me chance once again.
Thank you.
Sir, ye jo rupee ka depreciation ho raha hai, to uski wajah se bhi apna import jo aap karte hain, uspe effect aata hai, cost badh jati hai.
Haan ji.
To uska kya hai?
But as you would be seeing that there was a temporary slide in the rupee to even 92 rupees to a dollar. But that has appreciated now with all these trade deals happening. Mm-hmm. And it has climbed back and inched upward back to 90 rupees, 90.3 mm-hmm. rupees.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these kind of variations will come in. But our import component is only for about no more than 4 to 5% of our entire requirement.
Oh, okay, okay. That is the hardly my matter.
Yes, yes.
Sir, नहीं मैं समझा आपकी बात और ऑनलाइन स्टडीज का जो हां सर
सारे बल्क हम बनाते हैं लोकली प्रोड्यूस बाय करके ही हम बनाते हैं सो
जी
जी इफेक्ट ऑफ दिस रुपी डेप्रिसिएशन इज नॉट सो मच ऑन अस
जी जी अच्छा सर एक क्वेश्चन और था मेरा कि ये जो अपना एजुकेशन में इतना बढ़िया सिस्टम जो हुआ है लेकिन इसमें ऑनलाइन आजकल बहुत ज्यादा हो गया तो कागज की डिमांड तो थोड़ी कम हो जाती है सर
आई लेट प्राची हैंडल दिस क्वेश्चन फॉर मी
जो ऑनलाइन बिजनेस है ऑफ एजुकेशन या द ऑनलाइन एजुकेशन है दैट इज मोस्टली इन द अर्बन सेंटर्स द एक्सेस टू दैट काइंड ऑफ डिजिटल फ्रेमवर्क इज ओनली टू अबाउट द टॉप 5% ऑफ द सिटीज एंड प्रोबब्ली टॉप 5% ऑफ द पॉपुलेशन
Okay.
And you know, India's population is fairly large.
Yeah.
That kind of digital downstream availability to district level, nodal levels or to the village level will never be there in India in the near future. So while digitalization has happened, we acknowledge it.
Yes.
Is there an impact on the paper industry, on the writing and printing segment? The answer is a clear no, because we are a fairly growing industry. As sir mentioned, we continue to grow at about a 6% CAGR.
कोविड ने बहुत एक अच्छा एग्जाम्पल हमें सिखाया कि जब हम 8-10 महीने तक एकदम ही अपने अपने घरों में बैठ के सीख रहे थे उसमें फटीग बहुत पैदा हो गया बोथ इन टर्म्स फॉर टीचर्स एज वेल एज स्टूडेंट्स तो मॉनिटर के सामने 4-5 घंटे बैठ के सीखना एक बहुत मुश्किल काम है
बहुत मुश्किल काम
दैट इज व्हाई द कनेक्ट द पर्सन इन पर्सन कनेक्ट इज ऑलमोस्ट इररिप्लेसेबल उसको रिप्लेस नहीं किया जा सकता तो स्कूल्स कॉलेजेस एजुकेशन इंस्टीट्यूशन तो जैसे भी चल रहे हैं वैसे ही चलेंगे
जी और मैं आपकी टीम को कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट करना चाह रहा था सर कि जिस क्लैरिटी और ऑनेस्टी के साथ आप ये आज की मीटिंग ले रहे हैं, इट्स रियली कमेंडेबल एंड कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन फ्रॉम माय साइड. बहुत ही क्लैरिटी और ऑनेस्टी के साथ आप कर रहे हैं सर. जी सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच सर, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम लैंड नितिन धर्मावत फ्रॉम ऑरम कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned about 1800 crore and 300 crores EBITDA run rate. I'm not using the target for next financial year. That is the run rate. So how much is because of the price hike and how much will be because of volume?
Very good question. I must say a lot of it is dependent on the price hike that we are visualizing for ourselves. If we take only the current pricing, the volume increment will give us a top line of between 15 to 1600 crores. But we are quite confident that the price hike is going to come in and which will help us inch closer to the 1800 crore which I talked about.
My next question is, sir, you mentioned that China is about 10x our size. Okay, so what will be the impact of China's anti-involution drive which is going on currently over there? Did you hear anything about it from the market?
So we are positioning ourselves quite strongly with the relevant government authorities to put in place the relevant measures to help insulate ourselves from such imports. What has already happened is in the packaging grades, there is already an MIP in place and we have been given the indication has been given that the next on the cards is the MIP for the writing and printing grades. So the government is looking at it seriously and I think it's not far that this step will also be taken to help and to help the paper industry from this competition.
Okay. Do you see any possibilities of reduction in capacities over there?
No, I think that's a way the economics work, a business environment works, how China and Chinese investors and business owners take a call on how they want to conduct their business. They have a large market across the world. So I think all that will play out and how they are able to operate profitably. And I think only if, I don't see that happening in the short term. I don't see capacities coming down in the short term.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Prashant Kale from Star Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Yes. Sir, this tissue paper plant has been lingering on our quarterly presentation for quite some years now.
Yes.
But as per your view, the situation is not right for our company because we are already going to large capex. But in case the realizations improve and the cash flow improve, and hypothetically, if we decide to go ahead with the tissue paper plant, how much is the capex needed? And ballpark figure, how much is the capex needed and how much is the time for implementation of this plant up to commissioning?
So, yes, you are right in stating what you have. Our next sort of upgradation of expansion as and when it happens will be through the tissue paper route. We are deciding as a company to go in for a 50 tons per day machine, because a lot of additional capacities have already come in and are slated to come in over the next 1 to 2 years. Almost something like 600 to 700 tons per day capacities in a process of getting installed. So we are looking at installing a 50 tons per day machine. What we are going to be very careful about is that we will help set up a machine which gives a amongst the best quality of tissue papers and which will hold out our ethos of generating and producing the best quality of papers, whatever they may be. And the investment for this machine will be in the range of about 70 to 80 crores.
And the implementation time?
Implementation time, once we source the machine, will be about 16 to 18 months.
All right. So, good to know. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pawan Khaitan for closing comments.
So thank you all for participating in this earnings conference call. I hope we were able to answer your questions satisfactorily and at the same time offer insights into our business. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you and wishing you all a great day ahead.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect. Thank you.